Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kyra. I need to. Evidently, there was a subscription bought on my debit card to your company for the amount of 59 something. My nice little toddler granddaughter had a hold of my phone, and I need to refund that and get that taken care of.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
62060.
You said 62060?
Correct.
What's your first and last name, please?
Suela Childress.
Hey, can you verify your mailing address, please?
Sure. It's 1733 Wayne Lanter Avenue. It's in Madison City, Illinois, 62060. Money, I think your mom's here.
Thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
Come in, Brianna.
Okay, ma'am. It looks like she entered into a sweepstakes to pay $1 or $2 to win a mixer.
Okay, and how does that take $60 out of my account, though?
With that being said, ma'am, that payment for that sweepstakes enrolled her to one of our meal planning apps. You can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
Okay, I need all of that erased. I need that put back. I need that refunded. That's, oh, Lord.
Okay, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, do you know anyone else today would like to try the meal planning app for $20 off?
No.
No problem. Okay, ma'am. I'm going to provide your cancellation number first before I discuss the refund. Would you like to write that down?
Yes, give me just a second, hon.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on, Armani. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 920-596-670.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And about the refund, ma'am, as a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am, I can offer you a $45 refund.
Okay, why can't you refund me the whole amount?
Due to the term and condition, ma'am, I can see what I can more I can do about the charge, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
I want all of my money back. I want it all back. I don't want half of it. I don't want a portion of it. I want it all back.
Okay, ma'am. One moment, please.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm never letting you touch Mimi's phone no more. No more, chica. Yeah, uh-oh.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I think so, my supervisor, ma'am, as a one-time customer courtesy, ma'am. What I can do, ma'am, I can offer you a $50 refund.
No, I want all my money back. You took 59 something out of my account. I want it all back. Not 50 of it. 59, whatever the hell it is.
With that being said,
I don't understand. That money has not been put towards anything, and I understand that this is not your responsibility, but you need to relate to your supervisors. I want all my damn money back.
With that being said, ma'am, the $9.89, ma'am, is a non-refundable setup fee.
That's bullshit. Get back on the horn and let them know that this lady is pissed and she wants all of her money back.
Ma'am, I already let them know about the situation, ma'am. The $9.89 is a non-refundable setup fee, ma'am.
A setup fee?
A setup fee
for an unauthorized, which I've already notified my bank and emailed your company. I want my $59 back into my account.
So when you notified your bank, ma'am, you already filed a dispute?
Yes, ma'am.
With that being said, ma'am, since you already stated on a recorded line you already filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am, you're going to need to contact your bank, ma'am, ask them to drop the dispute.
I already did. I want my money back in my account.
With that being said, ma'am, you're going to have your bank on the line clarifying with us that they have dropped the dispute and be more than happy to offer your refund.
You can give me my refund now, which you just offered.
But you stated in a recorded line, ma'am, that you filed a dispute already with your bank.
I sent them a text message on my app, which they say for you to do. Nobody has contacted me back about it yet. I called you, emailed you guys to give my money back to me.
Honestly, I just stated, ma'am, we still have to have clarification with the bank, ma'am.
The bank has not disputed anything yet. I texted them. I have not heard back.
But yes, ma'am, we're on the recorded line, ma'am. You stated you did file a dispute with your bank.
What does that have to do with anything? I want my money back in my bank account. I don't understand.
Yes,
explain to me how that has anything to do with it.
Yes, ma'am. Once you file a dispute with your bank, ma'am, you could get refund you for the charge, the full amount. That's two payments getting back into your account, ma'am. We're still going to need your bank on the line clarifying that you have not filed a dispute.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Have your bank call your bank, ma'am. Have your bank call us back, ma'am. Clarify that you have not filed a dispute. And we'll be more than happy to offer you a refund.
Oh, I want my money. You just said you would give it back to me. I want it back.
Yes, ma'am. You didn't agree to the 50% $50 refund, ma'am.
Yes, then, just go ahead and give it to me.
No, ma'am, I can't do that, ma'am, because you stayed on the recorded line, ma'am. You already filed a dispute with your bank, ma'am.
I can't file a dispute until they contact me. Do you not understand that? I have not spoken to my bank. I have not spoken to anyone. Right. Hello?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am, I understand your statement, ma'am. You're going to still need your bank, ma'am. Clarify on the line that you have not filed a dispute.
How the fuck am I supposed to do that?
Call your bank, ma'am, and have your bank call us from the number you called from today and just clarify with us that they didn't have no.
You from my phone number? How are they going to do that?
They can call you back,
ma'am. How are they going to call you from my phone number?
No, ma'am, the number you called from today with us, ma'am. Give your bank that number.
That's my cell phone number. I called you from my cell phone number. How is my bank going to call you from my cell phone number?
The company number you called today, ma'am.
Oh, you want me, my bank, to call your number?
Yes, ma'am.
And they need to tell you what?
That you have not filed a dispute with the charge, ma'am.
So what happened? So what is the difference of whether it's disputed through my bank or not with your company? Because I'm not understanding that.
Basically, when you file a dispute, ma'am, if we refund you for that charge, ma'am, they're going to take back that credit, ma'am, of that charge.
So you're saying that if they approve the dispute, that they will take the money back from you so you don't have to refund it?
No, ma'am. They'll take the money back from your account.
So you don't physically have the money yet is what you're saying?
We have the money, ma'am. You already paid for the $59.89, ma'am. Since you stayed on the recorded line about a dispute, ma'am, we're going to need your bank to call us from the number you called us today, ma'am.
But I don't understand any of this. Okay. So if I disputed with the bank that this was a fraudulent purchase through my bank account, what does the bank do then that you cannot do?
Well, with that being said, ma'am, for clarification, we have to have the bank on the line clarify that you have not filed a dispute.
So are you saying that if I filed that dispute, that you can't take care of refunding my money? The bank has to?
The bank has to call us, ma'am, and make a negotiation with the refund.
Okay, and that's how dispute was taken care of, because I've never had to do it.
Yes, ma'am. With any company, ma'am, you file a dispute with, ma'am, you have to call your bank, ma'am.
Okay, I'll be calling you back. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.